USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Ahead of the State of the Union address, President Trump has decided to speak out about several military issues. After the president said sending U.S. troops to Venezuela was an option on the table, Margaret Brennan on CBS's Face the Nation asked him if he would personally negotiate with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to convince him he should leave office.
Well, he has requested a meeting, and I've turned it down because we're very far along in the process. You have a young and energetic gentleman, but you have other people within that same group that have been if you talk about democracy, it's really democracy in action.
He also said he wanted to leave U.S. forces in Iraq so he could keep a close eye on Iran. He also claimed that Defense Secretary James Mattis resigned because he told him to do it. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The New England Patriots are champions of the National Football League once again.
Yes, it's still a dynasty.
The call on the Patriot Radio Network as they beat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. For most of the game, it was a defensive struggle. The score was tied 3-3, then midway through the fourth quarter, Patriot quarterback Tom Brady took over and led the Patriots on a 67-yard drive. That ended by a 2-yard touchdown run by Sony Michel that proved to be the game-winning score. The Patriots added a field goal at the very end. New England wins their sixth Super Bowl championship. Ram fans were disappointed, but Patriot fans were ecstatic.
Oh, six, baby! Six! That's all I got to say.
Go Pats! Heck yeah! Brady number six!
President Trump may face challenges within his own party in 2020, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld plans to headline Politics and Eggs in New Hampshire in 2 weeks, a must-stop for White House hopefuls, and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expressed interest this week to CNN.
I'm not protesting every day about every issue, but when I stand up and certainly let people know when I disagree or when I think something is going on that I don't think is right.
And an email this week by former Ohio Governor John Kasich's political group reminded supporters that many have suggested Governor Kasich should run, and he is keeping all of his options on the table. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with rain, mainly before noon. High near 55, westerly winds between 8 and 18 miles per hour. The gusts as high as 33 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 90%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch are possible. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 21, westerly winds between 14 and 18 miles per hour, and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Saturday, sunny skies and a high near 33, northwesterly winds between 13 and 17 miles per hour. Gusts could be as high as 30 miles per hour. Saturday night, clear with a low around 15, and northwesterly winds between 5 and 7 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. And then on Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, a high near 35, and calm winds around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Sunday night, a chance of snow around 8 p.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 26. The chance of precipitation is 40%. On Monday, a chance of snow before 8 a.m., mostly cloudy skies, and a high near 39. The chance of precipitation is 40%.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And good morning. You are listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline Show, here Friday mornings between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax. I am Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and your host of the show. And Helpline, of course, is your first call for help for any need, anytime, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Just give us a call at 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. And I am especially happy to welcome Chris Baxter today. She is the Executive Director of Riding with Heart. That's the Hunterdon Equine Assisted Recreation and Therapy organization that, Chris, you were supposed to be on end of fall, and we got a little technologically waylaid, but it's always good to see you and to talk to you because, of course, my heart is with Heart. Being an equestrian and horse owner myself, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Really happy to have you on because you do fantastic work with those animals that we obviously just adore. And my goodness, we have so much to cover, Chris. I mean,
it's going to go fast. Definitely going to go fast.
It's going to go fast because she's just given me a list of five things going on. You guys stay busy.
Yeah, we do. We do. We have a lot of programs going on because we like to meet the needs of our community.
And we want to, for the people who should know about you but still don't, let's just tell them about Riding with Heart and the great work that you do.
Okay, Riding with Heart, we are a nonprofit organization, and we provide adaptive therapeutic horseback riding, hippotherapy, equine-assisted learning, veterans programs, summer programs, and more to the community for children and adults that have either physical, cognitive, and or emotional disabilities.
So what is the difference between riding for therapy and hippotherapy?
So adaptive therapeutic riding is considered a recreational activity. We have certified therapeutic riding instructors who adapt the lessons to meet the needs of the abilities of the riders. I don't like to say disabilities, but the abilities. They do get all the physical benefits of riding a horse. If I mean, you know.
Absolutely.
How you get sore after riding. You use all your muscles.
I was going to say, because you use all your muscles, it's not like any other exercise program.
Right, right.
Just giving a shout out to us equestrians.
That's right. We are athletes. And take, for example, somebody who's got a physical disability like cerebral palsy. The warmth of the horse, it helps stretch those muscles. But when you're sitting in the saddle or on the horse on a bareback pad or whatever, you're building your core muscles. It's also working on hand strength and eye-hand coordination. And it's a great activity, a great sport to help with your physical being. So we take each rider, we see where they need to work on. If it's like hand strength, fine motor skills, we can work with holding the reins and learning how to steer the horse. So that's how the certified therapeutic riding instructor will adapt the lessons. The hippotherapist is actually a real medical professional, either an occupational therapist, speech therapist, or physical therapist. And they use that multidimensional movement of the horse to enhance their therapy skills. So they don't teach any horseback riding skills. They're not teaching steering. They're not teaching posting. They will probably trot or whatever to get that physical input, that sensory input. But it's doing activities and games on the horse using that stimulus of the horse to enhance the therapy goals. Just like when you go to regular therapy and you use different machines, or you're on a therapy ball for different reasons.
So how do they know? Because I expect that you have to reach out to find the therapist who can integrate the horse within that program. Any kind of specific training that they undergo to be able to do that?
Yeah, we have a great occupational therapist that works with us, and she is trained for therapy on the horse. She is a member of the American Hippotherapy Association.
Great.
And she's got, I don't know if I'm going to say this title correctly, her HPCS, which is...
Wow.
It's
good luck.
It's a hippotherapy practitioner. I forget the exact words, but she has extra training.
Definitely qualified.
Yeah, she's very qualified to do this. And she likes to work with the younger children, mm-hmm. preschool and school-aged children. So my background is I used to work at the local school district here in town, and I would bring children with disabilities. I was in the multiple disabilities class. I'd work with them all day, and I would go to therapy with them to help them. And then a few of the students I had at horseback riding. So I had a little in knowing what they needed to work on. One of my students in school, when he would go to the therapist, his behavior would deteriorate because he knew, A, they were going to stretch him and it was going to be hard work and it might not be that comfortable for him. Yet that afternoon, I would put him on the horse, work on the same things on the horse, and he would be happy to do it. And I would get further in achieving his goals while he was on the horse because he perceived it as a fun activity.
And so he made gains both mentally and physically as a result of having that partner in the horse. We're going to take
absolutely
a short break because this is absolutely fascinating. And, you know, again, being a horse lover, Chris, you can't get better than this, where you combine animals with human need and show great results. We'll be right back after these messages.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, host of the show for Hunterdon Helpline, which puts it on every Friday morning between 10 and 11. If you've just tuned in, we have a treat today. Christina Baxter, who is the Executive Director of Riding with Heart. That's the Hunterdon Equine Assistant Recreation and Therapy Organization located right in Pittstown, is here with us. And before we took a break, Chris, we were talking about the integration of the horse with a healthcare professional, a therapist, whether occupational, physical therapist, etc., that makes such a difference. And you used your own personal example with students you had in the school system who then would go in the afternoon and get on one of the horses for this therapy. And it would make a world of difference. And that integration, that connection, that makes us suddenly, I call it being in a different world or zone or what have you, especially for children, is amazing. But adults benefit from this as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody can benefit from it. We do have some adult riders. And we have one 50-year-old rider. His mom is an equestrian as well. And he's got some developmental delays and some physical delays. A few years back, he had a major illness, which caused a long hospitalization. He lost a lot of his core strength, and his mother thought that horseback riding would be good for him. And it was. It was. He absolutely loves it. He has a great connection with the horses. And his mother wrote a wonderful letter to me, and she said that they never thought that they would ever see her son improve at the age of 50, where he would get these physical gains that he never had before.
Wow.
They thought,
and this is coming from an equestrian, so... So if you would think that she would have more hope, but again, when you're dealing with a physical impairment or even a mental disability, it's tough to see the future.
Yeah, and not only the physical benefits that he got, she said that his whole life, it improved his attitude. So when he would go back to his group home, they noticed once he started horseback riding, his whole mental attitude, his whole outlook on life, he was a lot easier to live with, and he was happier.
So
in
am I.
in all aspects of his life. So it didn't have just a physical benefit. It improved the quality of his life all around.
And
so
now you're actually helping veterans.
Yeah, we started a veterans program
because
as well.
Of this very same thing, that this ability to connect with a horse, to really, if not resolve, but to truly impact somebody's emotional state.
Yeah, the horse, because they're the herd animal, their life depends on being hypersensitive to their surroundings, and they pick up on very slight nonverbal communication and emotions. And there's also a hierarchy in the herd, which is very much like being in the military. There's a definite
That's
hierarchy.
True.
So with all those aspects, it helps the veterans. There are numerous studies that have come out, and I don't have all the citations in front of me, but equine therapy has a major impact on PTSD with veterans. So we like to focus on the family. We feel if one person serves in the military, and first responders were helping as well, the whole family serves. So that's where our focus lies. We want to help not just the veteran, but the whole family as a unit.
Well, obviously, that support system, you can have so many things in place, but without that support system, you know, we see it with our clients all the time, whether they be veterans or our senior clients, our youth. We can do only so much. The people who surround you are so important. And if you don't have people surrounding you, then you're just isolated and it just exacerbates the situation.
Absolutely.
And I know, you know, again, I talk about horses and my personal experience kind of being in the zone. It is amazing what they can pick up on. If I'm riding, I've had a bad day. If my mare gets it right off the bat, and sometimes she likes it, she could take charge, and sometimes she doesn't. Because as you say, she's that herd animal, and she's like looking at me saying, you know, what the heck? Are you going to lead or not lead? Because if you're not going to lead, I'm going to step in as alpha mare.
Yeah, and that's what I tell our students too, because we do have equine-assisted learning groups where we work with at-risk teens. And, you know, even just having them learn how to lead a horse is very empowering to them. And I tell them, you have to have clear, concise directions in your head, get it in your belly, because when you're working with a horse, there's always a leader. There's, you know, even if it's just you and that horse, you are now a herd. So who's going to be the leader? Who's going to be the follower? If the horse is going to be the leader, well, then you're going to get dragged over to the grass and
Absolutely.
They're going to eat. So, you know, I make them say it. I make them, you know, I say, put it in your belly. You are the leader. And just quiet, concise, just know what you're doing and convey, I am the leader, and the horse will follow. It's very empowering for people to lead a horse. I mean, come on, they're 1,000-pound animals, and you just have a little lead rope, and they're walking with you. They're your partner. I always teach people not to drag them, like don't, you know, stand in front of them and pull them. Stand beside them. Stand beside their head. Become their partner, and they will willingly go with you. And it's so empowering to some of these at-risk teens to just learn how to lead a horse like that and have them make that connection with them.
I think, too, because many people do have a fear of horses because of their size. As you say, they're 1,000, maybe 1,500 pounds. And when you're standing there, they are imposing. They're definitely imposing. But when you connect, as you're talking about, and can stand beside the horse, and suddenly there is that partnership, that horse diminishes in size. People
Absolutely.
don't realize that suddenly it is a partner. It's almost standing, you know, you don't think about the back end as much. You're standing there side by side. We have a new yearling that just came in December, and he's got a great disposition. He's a lovey-dovey. But he gets in my space. And to talk to what you're speaking of, I've had to take the last couple of weeks and truly teach him to lead beside me. Do not get in my space. And if somebody, and I had my husband take videos because I wanted to see, you know, having a yearling, I'd like to have sort of a timeline of the history. It's really amazing to look and see one session after the other how suddenly that lead rope becomes longer and longer.
Right.
And you don't have to hold on tight. And they're not as imposing. And you can create that partnership without the fear. And if anybody can truly exemplify that, I think it's certainly people who do have a disability.
Right.
My goodness, if they can get on and they can speak to the horse physically, mentally, verbally, et cetera.
We have three miniature horses. So people who are afraid of the larger size horses, we have them start working with the miniature horses.
Oh, that's great.
And then
although sometimes they can be sassy.
Sassy. They're just downright naughty. But they will work up to working with the larger size horses. So we, you know, you were talking about videotaping and or videoing. There's no taping involved anymore. I'm showing my age.
Yeah.
And so we had an at-risk teen, and this reminded me of this story, who did not have any self-confidence whatsoever. And when something got a little hard, she would just stop and turn off, and she couldn't do it, but also told us it was everybody else's fault. So we were playing in the ring one day with the minis, the whole group. This is what they wanted to do. It was a beautiful spring day, and they just set up this little jump. You know, I don't know, maybe it was 6 inches or so. And the task was, what they wanted to do was just run and jump with the mini over the little jump. So I pull out my phone and I'm like videotaping so we can see it.
Oh, sometimes it's not good.
Yeah. Well, I actually put it on slow motion. I'm like, I'm going to play. So I put it on slow motion. And when I went back later and looked at this video of this young lady, so she kept trying to run. And then she would say, Sonny's just being naughty. He's pulling me away. He's pulling me away. But looking at it in slow motion, you could definitely see they're running to the jump, and it was the girl who would just stop, and she would turn her body, and then the horse would follow her. So the next week when she came, and I put it up on the TV, the video, and I was like, watch this.
Awesome.
And it was
technology
such a
works.
major learning experience for her, that she saw that she's the one who gave up on herself. It wasn't the horse. It was her. Because you could definitely see that turn of her body. It was just a major breakthrough for her. It was a great experience. So
that is great, because now you're also, you've got the horse, you've got the person, now you've got technology. And I think that's an incredible learning situation for someone.
Yeah, it is. And it wasn't a planned activity that we were doing. It's the kids wanted to do it. So sometimes those unplanned activities, those things that just happen, you learn the most from, which is
that's
wonderful.
True.
I call those the hokey pokey moments. You know, it's you know, that's what it's all about.
So awesome. I love the hokey pokey. Well, you're listening to Christina Baxter, who is executive director with Riding with Heart. Just amazing work that they do. If you want more information, 908-735-5912. That's 908-735-5912. Or you can go to ridingwithheart.org. We're going to take a brief break and come back with Chris and learn some more. And also, not just how you can access the services and programs of Riding with Heart, but seriously, how you can support them. So we will be right back after this break.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we have called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area. Rain today mainly before noon at a high near 55. Westerly winds between 8 and 18 miles per hour with gusts as high as 33 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 90%. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 21 and westerly winds between 14 and 18 miles per hour. The gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Saturday, we have sunny skies, a high near 33, and northwesterly winds between 13 and 17 miles per hour, and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Saturday night is clear skies with a low around 15, and northwesterly winds between 5 and 7 miles per hour, becoming calmer later on in the evening. On Sunday, we have mostly sunny skies, a high near 35, and calm winds around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon, with a chance of snow in the evening after 8 p.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 26. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Start your work week on Monday with a chance of snow before 8 a.m., mostly cloudy skies, a high near 39. The chance of precipitation is 40%. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show. I am Susan Lex, host of the show on Fridays and the executive director of Hunterdon Helpline. Your first call for help for any need, whether it's basic human needs, shelter for both Hunterdon and Somerset counties, mental health, senior family and youth services, employment services, any sort of emergency, suicide prevention, compassionate listening. We provide services and programs to fill in the gaps beyond our call center, and that includes programs for seniors, telephone reassurance and friendly visitors, which enable seniors to age in place in the residence of their choice. We also have literacy services, which provide adult learners with education in English, as well as a work connectivity program matching Hunterdon County employers with Hunterdon County potential employees. So visit us on our website at helplinehc.org. That's helpline, all one word, hc.org. No spaces in between. And familiarize yourself with the opportunities and the possibilities. 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357, 24/7. Anytime, any need, 365 days of the year, holidays included. And we're back with Christina Baxter. She is the executive director of Riding with Heart, and it's just fascinating, Chris, what you guys do there, your therapeutic riding, your work with veterans now. You really have, I think, reached out to this community with this partnership with horses that is so important and utilizes an animal that has been working for the human being for thousands of years. And it's truly amazing what you accomplish when you imagine, just imagine the possibilities, let alone provide it to the community.
Yeah, it's amazing. When I guess it was in the 60s when the therapeutic riding actually excuse me, became popular. It was mostly for I have to take a drink. Hold on.
Sure, no problem. It's that time of year for sure.
Yes, it is. So they did find through the years that it's more than just physical. It's emotional as well. So there's a lot more benefits.
Well, I think that, and again, I know it with my own horses. I have a farm, and I know that, especially with my boarders, I have a couple of people who are teachers, a couple of people who work with the government, and at the end of the day, to come to the farm, and they don't have to ride. They can just stand there with the horse, groom the horse, and those biorhythms are definitely positively affected. And again, I can't imagine, you know, you see this on YouTube all the time. I'm a sucker for all the animal, the animal videos. And, you know, recently I saw a video where somebody, instead of a service dog, brings in his service horse. And he brings it over to a gentleman who's lying in bed and who is terminal and who cannot speak.
Funny you say that, because my dad, who is in a nursing home, has had a miniature pony come
Yay.
Visit him twice.
Oh, my God.
So he didn't even tell me about it. My sister posted a picture, and I'm like, Pop, why didn't you tell me the horse came to see you? So he's like, oh, I forgot. I'm like, oh, you know.
That is awesome. But the difference, the man, the tears started. He cannot speak, and the tears just came down his cheeks. And I know it to be personally true, for sure. I have children who horses were handed to on a silver platter, unlike me, who worked for every curry comb, every brush.
Yep.
And they say, oh, I don't want horses and too much work and they don't like mucking out. But I'll tell you, when they are in that barn, you could just tell the ease, the frustration has left them. And it's you just like I said before, you're just in a different zone.
Yeah. Well, you know, we do the therapeutic horseback riding, but we do a lot of, you know, horsemanship stuff and off the horse stuff, because with all those reasons you're just saying, you know, you have horses, you know, when you're mucking out a stall and you got a wheelbarrow full of manure, you're like,
it's my aromatherapy.
I call that aromanoratherapy. But you're like, look, I did a good job. It's something you've done and you can feel accomplished.
Absolutely.
By it. And physical labor, anything physical is good for you.
And so. I'm sorry, but the horses know that you muck out and appreciate that you've taken the time for that. The connection between animals is just amazing from horse to horse, too, and we haven't even talked about that. Tell me a little bit about, and we're going to talk about how you can support Riding with Heart, so stay with us, but therapy animals of any kind are hard to come by. How do you find these amazing horses?
Our horses are all donated to the program.
Excellent.
And it's not because they weren't loved or they were abused. It's absolutely the opposite. Their former owners loved them, knew that they still had something to give to the world, but either they outgrew them like a pony, you know, the kid could outgrow it, or for whatever reason, they've donated it to us. But we don't take every horse. Mm-hmm. We have to see if it fits into our program. What are our needs? What are our riders' needs? You know, we interview the owner about what the horse is like. Then we can go see the horse. We'll ride the horse and see. We'll bring them to the barn, to our facility. And they're on a trial basis. We mm-hmm. don't want a horse that is not happy doing the job, first of all. It would not be good. But they have to physically be able to handle the job. A therapy horse isn't just, you know, we get a lot of people like, horse can't be ridden, the horse has got a terminal illness, but it'd be great as a therapy horse because he loves to be brushed.
Right.
Well,
you're not looking for the leftovers.
Right. You know,
no offense to the horse, but
they need to do it all. They need to have that connection with people, but they need to be able to have people ride them. You know, when you have a person who has a physical disability and you put them on a horse, every step that horse takes, he compensates for that imbalance that the rider has.
Mm-hmm.
So the horse has to be strong. The horse has to be able to handle that. And also, you and I are both horse people, but people don't realize that horses have almost 360-degree view. And when you have sidewalkers on either side of the horse assisting the rider, either arm locking them and holding them in the saddle, what it is blocking that rear view that the horse has. So horses are always afraid of being lunch. They're a prey animal, so they're always afraid. There's always something coming up behind them to eat them.
Absolutely.
Whatever. So when you put a large person on either side of the horse, they can't see behind them. They have to trust us. They have to know that we're keeping them safe, and they have to be comfortable with that rear view of theirs being blocked.
My mare, and those of you out there who know me know about my beloved Chevy, who unfortunately had eye surgery this week up in New Bolton, and yesterday, as a matter of fact. She's one hot potato. She is the wildest ride, the most exciting ride I've ever had. I've had her since she's a filly. She's full of herself, and she doesn't take much from me. One of my boarders calls her Princessa. But when I use her in a lesson, and this is both annoying and, you know, I could praise her and boast about her, but it's also annoying to me because she doesn't give me this kind of consideration when I ride her. She becomes a different, I was going to say person, but yeah. I do view my animals as fellow humans sometimes. She knows.
They do
absolutely
know.
If I put a student on her back, that we're not fooling around. Yeah. And she is just totally different. Absolutely, totally different. If somebody comes to the barn, my kids or my friends' kids or whatever that are little, I don't hesitate to give a pony ride on her because she knows.
They do know.
And if I were to mount her, and I'm just trying to give you a visual out there. When you mount, you need to pick up the leg that's swinging over the side of the horse, and not touch the back of the horse or where the kidneys are or anything. Because how would you like that? But when we put a little kid on her, and needless to say, those legs are all over the place.
Right,
doesn't faze her. She knows I have to stand still. There's just that innate sense, and it's just absolutely amazing. And you see that every single day.
Yeah, well, we have riders that we have a ramp that we use to get the riders on. And we have alternative mounting methods where, we have to get the rider out of the wheelchair, and they will stand, they will put their butt on the saddle with assistance from the instructor. And they scoot back into the saddle. Then they pick up their right leg over the horse's neck. And the horse, it will stand there. And, sometimes they have to shift their weight to help the rider. But, there's a lot of unique mounting methods that we use.
Where there's a will, there's a way, huh, Chris?
Absolutely.
And you're going to accommodate the person who comes.
As long as it's safe.
There you go. Writing with Heart, 908-735-5912. That's 908-735-5912. We're going to be back after brief messages and learn again how you can support Writing with Heart or connect if you have someone who could benefit from their programs.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show. I'm Susan Lax, the host of the show. I have been having the most fun with Christina Baxter, who's Executive Director of Riding with Heart, the Hunterdon Equine Assisted Recreation and Therapy Organization in Pittstown, mainly because you show me a horse, I'll follow you anywhere.
That's right.
But it's just been absolutely amazing what you guys do and do it so professionally. You know, again, in every industry you have sort of offshoots here and there who offer similar programs or what have you. But I have to say that Riding with Heart is so professional. The folks who assist with the riders who have disabilities are so professional, well trained. Your therapists are all professionals, and as you said before the break, even just helping somebody mount the horse, whether they're in a wheelchair, using a walker, you have created a system to accommodate anyone for this program.
Yeah. So Writing with Heart is a member of the Professional Association of Therapeutic Horsemanship, which is called PATH. It's an international organization. And we, last April, we got premier accredited status.
Wow.
And we scored 100%. There's a giant book of standards, and there's a standard for, like, everything. For administration, for taking care of your horses, the facilities, teaching, all these safety standards and stuff that we had to adhere to, and we
and kudos to you, Chris. Thanks. You're running the organization, and that's huge. And I bet that took a long while when they came to assess you.
Yeah, it did. It really did. We've been working hard. That's been my major goal, is to make sure that the program is professional. We're a nonprofit, so I try to be as transparent as possible. I like to say that we run a champagne program on a beer pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when somebody donates money to us, we have to make sure we're good stewards of that donation, whether it's $10, $5, or $1,000.
Absolutely. So, and know, we, how can we support you? You have coming up, oh my gosh, you got Riding with Heart. First of all, you have your $100,000 matching grant for an indoor arena, which would be huge.
Yeah, we have
no pun intended.
Exactly. So we have a donor that came forth and saw that we don't have an indoor arena. We mm-hmm. don't do anything over the winter because it's dark at 3:30 or 4 o'clock. It's cold for our riders. And we do need an indoor riding arena. Even in the summer, if it's hot, we have some riders who couldn't ride in the summer because of their disability. They can't be in the sun or they can't be in the heat. If it's raining, we have to cancel lessons. There's nothing more heartbreaking than having a rider come in who's like taller than you and you telling him, well, it started raining. You can't ride. And, you know, this happened with one of my riders who was on the autism spectrum, and he just didn't understand that he couldn't ride, and he just burst out crying. It ruins their whole day if they can't ride. So we'll be able to ride when it's raining, when it's sunshiny, when it's dark. It'll be great. So we have a capital campaign going on for that. So anybody who wants to donate can visit our website. We're about halfway there for the matching grant.
Excellent.
And then we'll have to raise more because we have to get footing for it and all that other stuff. But it's pretty exciting, very exciting.
And it's a huge undertaking. Obviously, being in the equestrian world, I'm a past president of the Eastern States Dressage and Combined Training Association. I know how much it costs to put up an indoor. And as you say, the footing, the accessories, all of that, where it's going to be, the planning, the zoning, it's just a huge undertaking. But in your case, it's not for private use. It's for public use,
right.
And certainly well worth it, and would definitely, obviously, increase your capacity to assist people.
Definitely.
So you also have a tax sale coming up. You have spring lessons are going to start. You've got a second annual motorcycle run and new volunteer orientation and training, which is very important because, again, I say this all the time on the air, Chris, nonprofits, Helpline is certainly in this realm of needing volunteers. We run on volunteers.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever taken the amount of hours that you're volunteering?
Oh, my gosh. Well, if I had to
just
do payroll?
You know, yeah.
I don't want to think about it now.
Yeah. So,
but we do appreciate all of you you know, whether you're doing it for Helpline or Riding with Heart or any of the other fabulous organizations, and you can visit givehundreden.org if you want to support an organization and you're not sure who to give to, certainly start there. But we appreciate all of you volunteers, and we appreciate you because the people who volunteer on a regular basis understand that this is a job. This isn't, you know, I'll show up when I can and pat myself on the back for giving a couple of hours. We rely on you as we would with any staff member.
Yeah. You know, we tell our volunteers, you're not volunteering for me. You're volunteering to the rider and the families. You know, it's a monetary expense that they have, but it's also getting the kids there. Sometimes there's other siblings, and it's like gathering everybody up, getting them in the car, getting them all the way up there, and working around your schedule. It's very sad, but there's one Saturday where all the volunteer, like one volunteer was sick, one volunteer had gone to the prom, didn't come, you know, and there wasn't enough volunteers for us to teach the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
We had a group of three siblings. How heartbreaking it was for that family.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the volunteers didn't show up. But, you know, we take volunteers ages 12 and up. You don't need horse experience, believe it or not. It's nice, but all volunteers, regardless of horse experience, have to go through the orientation and training.
And that's coming up on March 21st
from 4 to 6, or Saturday the 23rd from 10 to 12. You know, our horses, they're not out there jumping big jumps, whatever, but their job is very stressful, what they do. It's emotionally stressful. Everybody has to be on the same page and handle the horses the same way to reduce their stress.
So if you want to volunteer, again, that's March 21st, 4 to 6, or Saturday, the 23rd of March, 10 to 12. I have to say, we have to end the show. Chris, thank you so much for coming. But
boy, that went fast.
It went very fast. I want you coming back, you know, especially before some of your big events this year. Riding with Heart, whether you need the service, want to find out more information, or you want to volunteer, please give a call to 908-735-5912. That's 908-735-5912.
Well, thank you for having me today.
Chris, it's always a pleasure to see you. And again, I commend you on your work, and glad that you got certified at the premium level, because you deserve it.
Thank you.
Hands Across Hunterdon next Friday. Coming up next, Home Sweet Home.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Ahead of the State of the Union address, President Trump has decided